This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, there was a big shakeup this week in the gaming industry. The head of Electronic Arts resigned on Monday after a high-profile debacle involving the new SimCity game. Ben Johnson of the Marketplace Tech Team is here with me in the New York studio to explain. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, take me back to what exactly happened here with this new release of the new version of SimCity.
So SimCity is an incredibly popular game, right? And the last time that they released a version of this was 10 years ago. So there was a lot of anticipation for the game, and it launched earlier this month. And essentially, there were a ton of technical problems. People couldn't get online to play the game, which is a requirement of this latest version of the game. You have to be connected online to play, and the company basically didn't dedicate enough servers to carry all the popularity of people wanting to get online and play the game.
And why do they have to be online? What's so important about that?
Well, this is kind of the new model for the gaming industry. It's about microtransactions, basically you paying a little bit of, at a time in order to continue to play a game. But it's also about control. A lot of people in the industry want more control over the game, but also want to offer games that have people interact online. You know, you hear people talk about massive multiplayer online games, and the industry thinks that's where things are going, and they want to sort of maintain control.
Now, EA has since corrected this problem, right? What have they done?
So they've offered a kind of our bad consolation prize. They said, here's another game that you guys can play for those of you who tried to get online and play and couldn't. And they've offered apologies. The chief of Maxis, which is the company under Electronic Arts that makes the game, said, look, this is our vision. We want people to play online, and this is why we did it. She sort of tried to explain. But gamers are still mad, and they're, you know, still upset about the company trying to control the game this way.
It's really amazing to me that people are still playing SimCity. I remember playing it many, many years ago. I thought by now, by the way, we'd have fusion power plants, which they did in the game, what, 20 years ago?
It's true. It's true. It's an incredibly popular game, and that's part of the problem for Electronic Arts. They're trying to reimagine the game in a way that they can control it more and have it be a successful game for the company, and that requires some big changes and also some growing pains.
Ben Johnson with the Marketplace Tech Team, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.